time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, we back. Back at it like we ain't never left,
No doubt.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because we never did leave.
We ain't never leave, even though it seems like we having some technical difficulties. The people over at the Apple Podcast are kind of hating because our last episode has yet to appear on the motherfucking the timeline.
For real?
Even though it's on the uploader. I don't know, maybe on my phone it ain't come up, but I know it's in the thing when I go to check the whole situation out. This is real behind the scenes shit, but it's not
really.
Because this is for the people
who was checking for it and couldn't find it. Mm-hmm.
It was definitely on Spotify, so it was in the world, it was in the mix. It's always on the SoundCloud. You know, if worse comes to worse, you know what I mean, they can get your comment on over there too. But Apple, I reached out to them, I ain't heard back, and I hate when I had these little issues with Apple. You already know how I feel about Apple. You already know. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Rest in peace to the God, you know what I'm saying? Steve Jobs. Tim Cook is a clown. But right now, hopefully, this should be in your Apple queue. I hope so. But if it ain't, I mean, hopefully you're going to Spotify. Hopefully whoever's, talk to the people. Let the people know Spotify, SoundCloud, if it's not there at the Apple. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, we are back, like I said. Like, we ain't left because we didn't. You know what I mean? Don't let them fuck the streak up. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great.
Yep. That's good to hear.
I can't even hold you.
I can hear in how succinct it was. It wasn't even a whole bunch of da 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 da. It was, I'm doing great. Point blank, full stop. I like that. I like to hear that. Good shit, man. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know.
What's going on?
You know, you get to a place in life, man, where even the problems ain't no problems. You know what I'm saying? You look at it as if, okay, it's another thing you gotta get by, get through. You know what I'm saying? It's always a way. God ain't bring you this far to drop you off here. All of the shit that you've heard, you know what I mean? It's just in reality, you know? Like, fuck it. You know, okay, that's what that is. That's what y'all want to do this morning. And you deal with it accordingly. Boom, boom, get past it. You know? And yeah. That's how I'm attacking the days lately. When life give you less time to think, you react more so out of, you know, quick, short decisions, more instinct involved, more intuitiveness. So just when you learn to rely on that type of stuff, it's no problem that could come at you that you can't get by, you know what I'm saying, per se. None that I've encountered thus far, knock on the wood. So, you know, that's why I'm at with it, man. I'm here.
I hear that, man. I'm here that shit. I'm like that, man. That's a good perspective. All for it. I'm adopting that, man. I felt this shit today. I got some bad news today, right? Not even bad news, but some shit I ain't really want to hear. You know, and I felt my processing of that news, I don't want to say change, but I was very conscious of the way I processed it and deliberate in the way I processed it.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely took a series of deep breaths, you know what I mean? I definitely exhaled, you know what I mean? Heavy, you know what I'm saying? But then after that, I was kind of like, man, it's either a nigga going to get right or get left. You know,
yes,
and you know what I mean? It sounded good in the moment. This was just from my heart. This is how I felt in that moment. But I was just like, it's on me. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta make whatever I need to make happen. It's on me. Everybody else is, you know, they cool. It could complement the situation, but it's got to start with you. And, you know, hold yourself accountable for certain shit. And understand that, the fact that I woke up today is the win. And it's the opportunity to make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just realize that shit and understand that, just get to it. Do that shit. Move on. Get, go in. Go beyond the comfort zone and all of that other shit. Just do what needs to be done.
Right.
Because you can see it. You see the shit there. So I don't want to ramble any further, but I totally understand where you're coming from with that. And on some real shit, like just to add, just on some real shit addendum to the situation. You know what I mean? Like, it's, when people in my circle, but particularly, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to go too crazy with it because, some of this shit might not even be public knowledge. Mm-hmm. But, I tip my hat to you, young Muhammad. You know what I'm saying? And I've told you this before, but I've said it. I got to be honest. I say this on the record, man. You manifested yourself into a life that was a manifestation just maybe a year ago or even before. And it was just like, oh, this nigga pulling it off. Like, I'm seeing this shit happen in front of me. I'm like, oh, this nigga here is in full stride. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, shit. This nigga's out here getting to it. So I just want to let you know that shit publicly. Let y'all niggas know, whoever's listening, this motherfucker right here is not fucking around with y'all. So yeah, if you got some time to be in the midst of this conversation, please soak up the game, nigga, because the shit is contagious and it's outrageous. But anyway, shout out to that man, Mr. Muhammad.
Oh, shit. Hey, man. You could see the fruits of it, right? But then, there are parts that still got to be fixed. You know what I'm saying? It's like you built some shit, but it still got some potholes in the road leading up to it that need to be fixed. And just the second that you think is done, you have to put that same energy back to work to finish off. You know what I mean? So, again, you can't look at it. A lot of times you look at the things, right? But that don't really be the things. It don't really be the things that you manifest out here. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people put energy on the things. The things could get got. You know what I mean? But them holes that need to be filled up need to be addressed. You know what I'm saying? If not before the things, soon thereafter you get some of the things, you start to realize, like, damn, I need to fix this shit, because I can't even enjoy the thing because, I got some other shit I need to handle. You know what I mean? So, but once you realize that, hey, man, it's all the same process. You know what I mean? It's not, these things aren't holding you back. You have to address all of the stuff. You know, sometimes you don't know the stuff, but when you consciously look for the stuff within yourself to fix, then you start to realize that, oh, yeah, we could do this.
I hear that. That's what's up.
Yo.
Gotta call it like I see it, my nigga. But, absolutely. Absolutely. That's true. It's always... things could be tweaked. Speaking of potholes, this is crazy. I was on Sunday night. I was taking a drive out to the Bronx. I was driving. I wasn't too far from the spot, and I seen this cat in his van drive down the block, and I just saw his car, like his van, just doo-doo, like out of nowhere, like just damn near fall into the street. This cat drove into a open manhole.
Oh.
His whole tire. And he didn't even catch it at first. So he's still hitting the acceleration, hitting the gas. And that shit is spinning and probably eating up this front fender. I was sick for him. I was sick. Full. The fucking manhole cover was just to the side. I'm hoping. Look, nigga, I was so sick for him, I took a picture from my car. I didn't give it to him because, I mean, he going to do all of that. But I was like, this is, I took it as a cautionary tale because this is some bullshit. Damn. This was some super bullshit, but I hope, you know.
So his front tire got stuck in it?
His front right tire on the passenger side
is
got caught in the
damn.
It's
in the manhole.
In the whole manhole.
And he trying to spin his way out. And
he was trying to, trying to keep going. He was trying to keep going because he didn't know he's in the pass. He's on the driver's side, so he probably think he hit a little dip or something. You know, it's New York streets. You know what I mean? You might have hit a little, you know, them little craters, the bullshit ass craters that be there too. Nah, this shit was full on manhole. His whole damn near, his whole tire was damn near in the shit.
Damn.
It was something to see. Yeah, man. I hope they that city pay him though. Somebody got to come up off of something.
Damn. What kind of car was it?
It was a van, like a little Astro van or something like that.
The
pain is the pain. Absolutely. Shit could have been a skateboard. Yeah, absolutely. But that shit, yeah, you know, that shit, I'm trying to tell you, that shit hurt me in my whip. I was in a whole safe lane, but I was like, damn, it could have happened to anybody. That's the thing. It could have happened to anybody. You was like, oh, shit. Woo, damn it. But anyway, yeah, so. You know, but he gonna be all right. I think hopefully the city will take care of him. You know what I'm saying? We just talk about, I heard you say bumps in the road. Hey, so yeah. That shit really brought that back.
That's some other shit I said today. We was in here. And, you know, I was just, you know, had my eyes closed and, you know, working through my notes and my process. And then, and it's like, yeah, you all right? You good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Shit. I'm just talking to God, and God already told me we gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So, you know, life is a trip, man. And you get older, you start to see life differently a little bit. You know, like, I'm at the space now where I could fully be in life, but also sitting outside of it looking like, okay, that's a moment. Okay, that's shit. That's you got to, you know what I mean? Like, like calling it like a, you know what I'm saying, commentating as you in the game type of shit, you know? And that, therefore, you could kind of point out when shit get crazy, you already so observant of the game that you could realize, nah, this right here, this is a blessing. Be grateful. You know what I'm saying? It's time you know, you might be ready to lose your cool, but you just got to look at the moment like, nigga, I'm here. I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Ain't no need to be crying about none of this shit because all of it is shit you asked for. You know what I'm saying? You asked to be in positions, and here you are in it. Ain't no need to be crying about it, because if you want to go to the next one, all of these little bumps you hit now is lessons that you take with you on to the next shit. And when you get in the next shit and you get caught in the situation, you be like, this ain't even no motherfucking situation, because we already been here. This done. You know what I'm saying? Woo, woo. Here's what the outcome need to be, and here's how we need to get there. You know? And that's where it's at. You know?
Yeah. That's dope. That's good to be mindful of that, because it's it's very easy to forget what you learned along the way for whatever reason. For whatever reason, it is so key to like retain it. Speaking of that, it's also good sometimes to even look back on some of them old goal lists that you had, so that you realize, oh shit, I arrived at a few of these. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit. So you have a moment of gratitude when you think that, you know, you've plateaued or you in the valley. You like, well shit, I'm further along than I was back then. You know what I'm saying? If I could make that happen, I could make this next thing happen. Right. So, you know, you need that. You need that.
The thing that I always be like to remember, you know what I'm saying, when you getting in a tight, one the thing I a phrase that I always be like, man, always remember your first day and your worst day. You know what I'm saying? On your worst day, you was praying for an opportunity to get somewhere and do some things. You know what I'm saying? And then on the first day of you getting to be able to do it, you was humble, you was excited, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't contain yourself, you know? But right. then you get down right. into the 758th day, you don't forget about that first day. You don't forget how that felt. You know what I'm saying? You forgot about that worst day when you weren't getting none of these checks or none of these opportunities, you know? So it's like when you look at your worst day and your first day, you remember some things about yourself that you might not be in tune with in the moment of going through a particular situation in the current.
That's real shit. When you're at that moment, your worst day or your first day, not only should you write it down, but if you got the technology, leave yourself a voice note so you can hear that hunger in your voice. You know what I mean? No, nigga, sometimes you need to tap in with that energy. You hear the desperation in your tone. You know what I mean? Shit. You can hear what that sounded like.
Shit, be like, woo. Let's just start off. Hey, God, I know. Woo.
Right.
If I could just...
Like a felon in front of the parole board. Yo, please, just give me a shot. Please. What X said, Lord, give me a sign. Hey. You know, he was to it. He needed some fucking...
Hey.
I just need an indication.
2 weeks in, nigga, so I forgot all about that shit. Nigga be on to that old ungratefulness. Some bullshit. Some brand bullshit.
New. Jaded.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. Nigga just spent his fat check that he prayed for before. Mm. It's some bullshit. Mm-hmm. Can't wait till I get to my next shit.
Word, man. That's crazy. Oh, shit, man. That's good, though. That's good, man. You know, it's funny. Speaking of the worst days, first days, I was just... So Sunday when I seen that tragedy happen to my man's front passenger tire, I was en route go take a meal. It was one of these moments. Sometimes it's like a little... Sometimes you have moments where they just be like a private revelation or whatever or something where you just like, man... I said I had to move my car anyway, right? Mm-hmm. And I hate even modifying what I'm saying with that, but that was the kind of the catalyst or whatever where it started. But I was like, it was a Sunday. It was a lazy Sunday. I don't even think I had watched. I hadn't watched. It was before The Dragon came on. I hadn't even checked out Kanan. I was just kind of leaning into some laziness, like just taking in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like just chilling. And ain't know what I was gonna eat. You know what I'm saying? I could have put something together, but it was part of me was like, well, you got to move your car. Yo, go take yourself out to dinner.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's like one of those moments, take yourself out to dinner, get something to eat. So I'm cycling through some places to eat, and I had the thought to, let me go out to City Island. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been to City Island. I ain't even go to City Island this whole summer.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a rainy Sunday, so it really ain't City Island weather.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, man, I want to go out to City Island. I want to go hit my spot. I go to this one spot, Johnny's Reef. I think I've talked about it on here before. It's like a little cafeteria type spot way at the end of the joint on the water or whatever. It's chill. You know what I'm saying? So I went out there. I was like, yeah, man, fuck that. You know how sometimes you make a little private decision with yourself. It's just a one-on-one meeting and the other you hype you. Like, nigga, fuck that. Nigga, let's do it. Nigga, fuck it. Let's go. So I'm getting hyped right. by me. And I jump in the whip and I go out there. It's a little bit of traffic, but I get out there. And then I was like, man, at first I get to the thing and it could be overwhelming. You know, there's certain things that I typically go to. I typically get me some clams, some steamed clams. Oftentimes I might do like a fried scallop or something like that. Those are the things that I remember that I typically fuck with. Something was like, nigga, treat yourself, man. Go ahead, get something good, man. You know? I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do something different. First, I was going to get some crab legs, but I saw their crab legs and them shits look real meager. And I was like, nah, that ain't a treat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that you know, meager crab meat is not the word. That is not worth the hassle. So I said, you know what, man, let me go in. I'm going to get some lobster tails, some fried lobster tails. I've been, you know, I've been hearing people, yeah, I got the fried lobster tails. I'm just like, let me try that shit. So I got the fried lobster tail. I got me some Sherry Stone clams, and I got a little, pina colada. pina colada with a little Ciroc coconut situation. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in there chilling and shit. I get my meal. You gotta sit there, wait for it to fry up or whatever. And you know, my pina colada was cool. You know, it's whatever. It was for the moment. And I had my lobster tails, my cherry stones. Cherry stones was they was alright.
But the, what's a cherry stone?
Cherry stone is just a bigger clam. There's little necks and there's cherry stones. I think I'm a little neck kind of cat. I think they might have a little bit more flavor. Cherry stones is big, little rubbery. You know what I mean? But anyway, fuck it with that. And I get my fried lobster tails, and I'm most excited about this because I never had it. It's something I had heard about. You know what I'm saying? I see people get it every so often. So I say, you know, I bite into it. I'm chewing through it. And ain't no real flavor coming. You know what I'm saying? There's no flavor on the way. So now I'm like, well, hold on. I hope I don't got late stage COVID. You know what I'm saying? Let me hit one of these fries. You know what I mean? The fries are good. Fries got a nice little seasoning to it. But the fucking fried lobster tails are bland than a motherfucker. They just fried them shits. They ain't put no seasoning on them. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm not devastated, but in my mind, it was similar to earlier today when I got some bad news. I was very conscious of the way I processed it. That might have helped today. Because I was like, I realized sometimes your bad meals are just as good as your good meals. You know what I'm saying? Because now.
And how do you say that?
Because now I know what never to get. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know.
A lesson.
Yeah. I know. Don't make that left. That's bullshit over there. Don't make that left. A lot of people do it. A lot of people get, you know, they get, you know what I mean? They get dazzled by the aspiration of it all. Fried lobster tails sound like a nigga dream. You know what I mean? Sound like, you know what I mean? Fried lobster tails for me and only me on a Sunday. A rainy Sunday, I'll do that. Why not? Nah, nigga. You got to bring your own seasoning salt if you do that. Give it to them niggas before they drop your shit in the grease. Just sprinkle a little bit of that Lowry's over my shit, please, and hand me that bottle back. But I know now not to fuck with that. And it was enough at that moment that made the meal okay. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed it for what it was. I just took in the scenery because it was more about just treating myself. You know what I'm saying? It was just going out there and having a moment of joy and be in the mix. You know what I'm saying? Do some people watching. There's always some good people watching at Johnny's on the Reef. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? So I did a little bit of that. I learned the lesson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. It was what it was. It was a moment. It's over. Everything ain't going to be the best. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes when it's bad, it's a good thing because it gave me some perspective. So I got fried perspective. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that's what I ordered. I ordered lobster tails. I thought this was going to be a little bit better than what I, you know what I mean, what I felt. But that fried perspective... Woo, nigga, that was food for thought. So that's that.
Yeah, that perspective shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Include them days where you was in the crib, ain't had nothing but a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Exactly.
Wishing to go to Silly Island, you know? Mm-hmm. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Shit, ain't riding this bitch surviving off toast and tea.
Yep. Ramen. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know what it is about being broke, but a good piece of toast with some cheese on it and a cup of hot tea felt like a whole meal, boy.
That should have changed the game, though. That should have felt like Thanksgiving. That's what my brother-in-law said. Take the G out of growl. which is the truth. It's the motherfucking truth, yo. That shit will change everything. Oh, man.
So that's part of the perspective, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything that bedazzles ain't always flavorful.
Nope. True indeed. Ah.
Sorry you had to go through that.
Sorry too, but again, like, I'm holding on to the knowledge, to the lesson learned. You know what I mean? That's the you know what I mean? It's not an L, it's a lesson. You know we say that.
Niggas out here like, this nigga had lobster, talk about it was a fucking lesson. God damn it.
Yeah, man, it's a lesson in the lobster sometimes. But Oh, man. Yeah, so that's what it is, man. Everything else is good, man. Just chiseling away at this to-do list.
Nah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Shit. It was a... we was producing a show last week, man. It was a lot of lessons in it.
Okay.
And it was, you know, one of those things sometimes you get to sit back and watch sometimes. Mm-hmm. So to be watching a show come together and you're not as so far in the weeds as you know sometimes are, mm-hmm. because you got another team that's actually doing the weed work and you're just in the weeds to make sure that it all come together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and watching somebody else do it, you know what I'm saying, you get a greater appreciation for what it is that you do. And I experienced that, and you know, watching how this show coming together. There's a lot of elements, you know what I'm saying, a lot of guests that was coming in, doing the, you know, being a part of the show. So it's like, damn, okay, this shit is a system, you know what I'm saying? We got it moving, and then you start to see like, okay, I could add this to my game. I could, you know, man. Or you could be like, you know, I'm glad I see shit the way I see it because, you know, it makes this problem that much smaller, you know. And again, when you outside commentating, all of it seems a lot smaller than when you in it. And when you on the field, you know what I'm saying, playing ball, that shit is a lot more difficult than it is when you're sitting up in the booth saying, ah, yeah, that route, you know, he expected the ball to go this way. He should have went that way, you know. That's easy to see from upstairs. That shit hard to see when a nigga pushing you around and gave you that hard lick off the line, you know. But it allows you from the booth to be a better strategist, you know. Okay, when you watch that tape back, though, you could be like, oh, yeah, you're right. I could have. You know what I mean? Bust that move in that type of situation. So just being able to watch and be like, okay, I'm often in this situation. I would have handled it like that. Oh, that was cool. I would have, okay, I'm going to add that to my game plan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then just to see how, like, okay, this is how the thought process plays out. And this is how it wins in the end. It helps you become just a better coach, a better, you know what I'm saying, in my position, a better EP, and I could see how I could grow in that space just by learning more of the process and taking ownership of more of the process. You know, a lot of times you just do your job, you know what I'm saying, or you get the project done, but you know, once you start to really look at the details and watching the film and being more Mamba mentality about the shit, which with, you know, Kobe, whether you liked him or not, you know what I'm saying? The nigga studied the details of what he was doing. Because once after you get good or after you get in position and you're doing the shit, it's nothing left but details. It's like small incremental things that'll make you that much better over time. And that's where you start, like, you know, now I'm finally in a place where I can start to see the small incremental things that save time over the course of a series, or in saving time, you saving money, or, you know what I'm saying, the types of exercise you get to be able to change shit on the fly just by knowing intimately your rundown or your script or whatever it is you're working from. And when you have internalized that bitch, you know what I'm saying, it's hard to shake you. It's hard to for any mistake or any, you know what I'm saying, shit that's running behind or starting late or technical difficulty. It's hard for any of that shit to stop your shit once you have internalized what it is that you're doing. And because can't nobody like, okay, if we take that away, then we could do this. If you take that, okay, then we can do this. It's always a pivot that you can make once you've internalized the entire play or your entire playbook or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever it is your craft is, you know. Once you go from doing it to actually being it and becoming it, man, shit. Man, you can't do shit with you. You know, man? Mm-hmm. It's hard to trip you up when you got your book memorized from top to bottom. You know?
Right. Got that IQ.
So I had a great, you know what I'm saying? It was a great week last week. And going into the weekend, I was like, okay, that's wrapped on the production side. Now I'm free to take all them new lessons and add it to my rapport on the current shit that just seems like it's always back to back to back to back to back, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not sure if this makes any sense, but, you know, that's what was going on in my head this weekend.
Nah. That sound like Mr. Miyagi with the bonsai tree. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just in the groove. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just pruning and plotting, watching shit grow.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And people look at that type of shit and be like, it's only the senseis and the Jedi masters and shit. That should be you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That should be you at your job or in your kitchen or, you know what I'm saying, on the road. It's you, how you approach your personal brand. It's all these facets of our lives that we can master within ourselves.
Right.
And there's people that do it, and when you notice them, you know what I mean? And you're like, damn, that motherfucker stay fly. You know what I'm saying? You never catch them slipping. You never catch them lacking or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because the motherfucker's so exercised in the process of doing that shit that it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you stay ready and you gotta get ready, you know? I mean, I know we reference Bevy a lot on this show, but I learned that from her. Like, she had her personal branding down pat early before there was even people was talking about a personal brand. Mm-hmm. It was like, this is who I am. These are the rules of the brand. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I come outside, I'm wearing that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be hard to catch me lacking unless you in Harlem and I'm going to the gym. You know? Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I'm in full form. And, you know, you when you look at it, it's like, yeah, you might today, like, yeah, you know, I'm going to just dress down today, then I'm going to pick it up tomorrow. And then you run into five people, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, that nigga be slacking. But when your shit on point and you got your personal brand and your shit on full glow at all times, they ain't going to never catch you lacking.
Right.
You stay ready, you know? And just, you know, maybe I'm a late bloomer to some of this shit, but you know, it's fun to exercise in this particular space and time.
I hear that, man. I hear that. And you know, to that point, you know, like how you saying it's like it becomes internalized, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like it don't make it, cuz I think when it's internalized, it's almost like a meditation. You know what I'm saying? In mm-hmm. the midst of whatever the work is. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
mm-hmm.
it just becomes what it is, as opposed to you looking at it as some tedious shit to do. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's like, this is just what I gotta do. This is just how I move. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
I heard something slick, and it's so much about perspective, man. That shit is a real deal. I remember Donald Glover saying a long time ago, he said, perspective is a superpower. And I dig that because it's just a different way of looking at shit, right? So I was watching this interview with Big Boy, and I think he was interviewing Toby. I forget how he pronounced my man's last name. Inegwe, you know, mm-hmm. Toby, because I throw hands, you know, that cat. Mm-hmm. So he said, he said, damn, and I don't want to fuck it up, but it was basically a situation about let's go on tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, damn, I don't want to fuck it up, but I'm trying to paraphrase it. It is so specific to how he says it, because it's about how you look at it. And I might fuck it up and I'll double back, whatever. But he was saying, yeah, I'll go on tour with you. He said, yeah, I gotta, you know, I'm gonna bring my wife and my two kids. And then I think Toby was like, well, that's three more people. He was like, nah, that's me and them. Something to that effect. Like,
right.
Basically, that's the unit. The unit is
right.
Me plus three. You know what I'm saying? It's not plus three, it's
mm-hmm.
me and them. Or some slick. It's it was
we.
Smooth.
It's we. It.
This is the unit.
It ain't
when
no
you
plus three. It's
yeah,
we.
Nigga. You know what I mean? It ain't. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like okay, Run, okay, DMC and Jam Master J. Nah, niggas, Run DMC. You know what I'm saying? And this is what mm-hmm. it is, nigga. When you book us, this is the package. This is what comes with it. So like,
right.
When you build a life, this is everything that comes with it. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes when you like in the midst of it, like you were saying, like when you looking at some shit from outside the situation and you seeing all of the little intricate parts working in tandem and, you know, oh, that, oh, yeah, then boom, boom, boom. That's the whole thing. That's the whole system. You seeing it parsed out. And if you...
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how you look at it, if you look at it all, you know, may require, assembly required, you could get overwhelmed. But if you just know, mm-hmm. this is what it is, these are just the ingredients, this is just how I move, you mm-hmm. understand, you know what I mean? Like, it moves a little seamlessly, it moves a little better right. because it ain't all of that shit. You don't look at a pizza right. pie and say, damn, what, it's tomato sauce, cheese, crust, pecorino. Like, you don't look at that shit. You right. just say, that's a pizza. You know.
Right. But see, but what happens is, when you go to make a pizza, mm-hmm. you want it to already be a pizza. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right, right.
You want it to be a pizza already. Like, shit, I saw him. He had a whole pizza. It had right. pepperoni on it. It had, you know. But you got to go get all the pieces. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to get the flour. And you know what I'm saying? You got to make your dough. You spin that bitch in the air, make mm-hmm. it big, then put your sauce. You know, you might want to make a homemade sauce, and it is in all of those pieces. But you got to be able, to look at those pieces as not a burden to get to
right.
the pizza. But all of these pieces you putting together with, you know what I'm saying, with love and craftsmanship, and you just... All right, this is what piece need to happen here. This is what need to happen there. Here go my sauce. Da, da, da. Now I'm going to put that bitch in the oven to do what it do. And then you patiently wait for it to come out. You know what I'm saying? Most people will get that point, put it in the oven, keep opening the oven, checking on that motherfucker, poking on the dough. You know what I'm saying? And want it to be a finished product before the process is over. And that's where a lot of times people mess up trying to do the whole thing at once because they want to see it done before they do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And you know, you have a lot of problems in that because it's like you say you got a crew together and everybody want to do the whole job. You know what I mean? But he ain't put the thing on there. He ain't do it right up. But that's that man. Let that man do his part, you do your part, you do that part, and in the end, it'll come together and be the whole. You right. know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about fixing the entire thing. Why are you worrying about the system? Worry about your part. you know. And people get frustrated, overwhelmed, and then when you allow them to focus on all of the things, most people can't handle all of the things at once. You know what I'm saying? Then they're overwhelmed, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is too much. This is crazy. So you got to learn to love the pieces of the puzzle before the whole puzzle is complete. Everybody wanted just to be finished, and it's not.
Real shit. That is real shit. And it's food for thought. You know what I mean? We got a lot of food for thought today. But speaking of the pieces and speaking of, you know, the production and all of that, I just want to do a quick, before we jump into what we jump into, I want to give a quick recap of the Emmys. I didn't watch the Emmys. I seen a clip though. Mm-hmm. I seen everybody. I think a lot of people, if you haven't seen it, there's that Cheryl Lee Ralph clip floating around, which is one of those testaments to a journey. And you know, it's not always about the destination, it's about the journey and not giving up. And I thought it was dope. But just a short situation, I see Succession, you know, they took it for best drama, which I fuck with. Ted Lasso got best comedy. I haven't seen Ted Lasso since season one, but I did like season one. I got to double back and see what's what. I don't have Apple Plus right now, to be totally honest with you. And I'm looking sideways at Hulu because they about to go up in price. And Hulu's probably the weakest link out of all my streamers, but we'll see what's what. Lee Jung Jae pulled it for Squid Game. You know what I mean? Zendaya won for Euphoria. Matthew McFadden, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. That was Tom from Succession. Shout out to that man. Cheryl Lee Ralph, as we said. Lizzo.
So
you
know what Tom I mean? Won for Succession?
Tom won, which was crazy. They all good characters, but I'm surprised Tom won. But, you know, I think he was in there with not Kendall. He was in there with, what's Kieran Culkin's, what's his character's name? It's Shiv, Kendall, and fuck.
Oh, yeah. The wild one.
I thought he might have took it because he be wilding. Quinta Brunson won for writing the pilot of Abbott Elementary. That was fire. The Beatles documentary, again, that's Apple Plus. I've been hearing good things about it. I heard that shit's like 8 hours, but I've been hearing a lot of good shit about it. I'm not even a super big Beatles fan, but they say on some creative shit that it's inspiring. Shout out to Gerard Carmichael. His Rothaniel special won an Emmy. That's big. The George Carlin documentary won an Emmy. And then the Super Bowl halftime show, Hip Hop Black Than a Motherfucker, Mary J. Blige and all of that shit, they won.
Snoop,
Dre, 50, Eminem. You know what I'm saying? Inglewood. All of that fly shit. That took home the Emmy, so that was big. And yeah, man, that's that. That's a good little transition into some of this these TV recaps. So where you wanna go first, man?
Yeah, man, go to the thrones.
Go to the dragons. To the dragons. You know, it's so funny. I saw on Twitter and like I said, I'm definitely guilty of this. Now, I call it like House of Dragons. It's the House of the Dragon or whatever. And it was just like HBO, the House of the Dragon. Black people, House of Dragons. Yeah, exactly. It's one of those shit.
Nah, the whole thing is House of the Dragon.
It might be House of the Dragon. Might not have two D's on
you
it.
You know, black people love to use a the.
We do a the and throw an S on at the end.
You gotta understand when it's important to black people, the goes in front of it. You know what I'm saying? When it don't belong, you know what I'm saying? Whether or not, you know what I'm saying? Or you could put the S at the end. And if you got a the in the front and an S at the end, that shit important. You know what I'm saying? That shit important like a motherfucker. So, you know, so I can see black people putting the on in front of anything.
Yeah, especially if it's winning. If it's winning. Nigga, real quick, I know we're gonna jump right into the dragon situation. But my guy, I just gotta say this for the people that are there, the people that are fucking with it. I really wish you was watching industry, because this shit, I try to tell you, this shit be having me feeling skeed up after every episode, man. And this last episode was one of them. You know what I mean? And if you fucking with it, I just want to shout y'all out. See Harper.
How many episodes?
Durag getting to it. Huh?
How many episodes is it?
It's seven. It's seven so far in this second season, but it's eight. I think it's an eight episode first season, and then seven episodes. Mm-hmm. We in episode seven, is about to be the finale. I mean, it's worth a binge. And again, like I've heard people say, the first season, because I don't remember all that first season. I remember loving it. I remember enjoying it. I think it's worth it. But this second season, they cooking, man. They cooking, and yeah, it's good shit. It's good shit. I'm trying to tell you, man. Y'all. Jump in this man's mentions, man. If you fuck with industry, man, let us know. Let you know what I mean? If I'm wildin', let me know, because I don't think so. But enough of that. Let's go back to the dragons. Where we at with it? What did you see? What's your recap? Talk to me.
You know, it's one of those setup episodes. You know what I mean? Give you some context episodes. You know, you know, the main thing of it all, you know, you get a small glimpse of that Targaryen incest type of vibe they've been on, you know what I'm saying? So you know, we go into it. I don't remember how it started and all that shit. I just know some of the main parts and shit as far as it being centered around the young princess getting married. Like, everybody's through with this shit. You gotta get married. You know what I'm saying? There's too much shit going on for me to have this legacy out here, and none of y'all don't really know, but I'm already walking around here a little half dead. So I need a goddamn succession plan. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker is a walking corpse around that piece.
Fingers gone. You got a case of the sips too, though. The nigga like getting drunk. He like getting drunk and bugging. Wilding out. But go ahead.
So, you know, the brother makes his grand entrance with his dragon. Mm-hmm. He has the weirdest looking dragon in the whole Westeros.
Yeah, this dragon is wild.
You see this nigga dragon look like his body is in two different parts. Like he got a like a ball and swivel to hold it together. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with his dragon. His body be bottom of his body be going one way, the wings be going the other.
Battlebot.
Yeah, this nigga flies in on his weird ass dragon. Everybody, all the whole court get to the damn throne room so they can see what the play gonna be. So he come flies in all semi-victorious from his little suicide mission. And so he comes in and, you know, the king give him his propers, you know what I'm saying? He was like, I see you got your motherfucking crown on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, don't you know that I'm the king, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. I they just named me king of the Stepstones. I brought this as, you know what I'm saying, as a gift to you. You know what I mean? Here you go.
Schmooze.
So he playing his little part, trying to stay good and good gracious for whatever reason. But we already know he be on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? So he gets in, gets his proper brother, you know what I'm saying? Congratulates him, walks off. You know, everybody give him a round of motherfucking applause. You know what I'm saying? You know, that court is real funny. You know what I'm saying? Because you get the thumbs down, everybody against you. You get the thumbs up, everybody with you. Very fickle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same niggas clapping for you, going to be cheering your hair rolling the next day. So you can't stay too safe in the world of the thrones. So anyway, he gets in, he gets settled and shit, and he's observing the problem. You know what I'm saying? The problem is that little mama don't want to get married to none of these. She done canceled her little tour to get married to see all her suitors. And her pops is fed up with this shit because it's a political problem. So he peeping the whole game. So, you know, he sets up a little plan to get his little niece out on the town. You know what I'm saying? Let her see the world and understand what she really dealing with out here. You know? And
streets.
And what life could be if you let it. You know what I'm saying? And not get too caught up in the hole of being a queen. You know what I'm saying? So
City girl.
he takes her to the hoe house. No, first he take her to one of them little plays they be doing that the commoners do to talk about the, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They talk about the royals and shit, the royal play. You know, them shits be up to date than the motherfuckers, too.
Shit, the whole, it's fucking.
You know what I'm saying? Remember
word on the Joffrey street.
You know what I'm saying? They had the little plays when Joffrey was the king. Them shits used to be right on time. And so she had to go see herself get played by the commoners. She wanted to chime in, but he was like, nah, we got more to see. So he taking her through the streets, get to the whole house. She seeing shit she ain't never seen before. You know what I'm saying? All kind of, you know, proclivities and pleasures. And you know, he getting groomed up in a very uncomfortable as a viewer way, you know what I'm saying? On some old... This is terrible. She's a child. What are we doing here? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, he get her cornered off while she, you know, see, he already got her all hot and bothered. Get her cornered. And he going in for the play, so we think. And then that's when he get the most uncomfortable. Oh, Lord, he finna do this now? Ah, this shit here crazy. This is fucking R. Kelly of the fire era.
And of so, the fire ever. Of the fire ever.
So he set it up and then runs off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Leaves her. You know what I'm saying? So my take is he understands that she don't want to get married because she think that she going to get locked into something that she can't get out. He teaching her that you could just do it for the politics and do all this other shit that you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Look at all this shit that's out here in the world. You see all these people doing these things? This could be you. You know what I'm saying? You can have what you want. You just got to go for it and grab it, which is a very peculiar way, you know what I'm saying, to get this this done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if I got to read into it, this is what I'm seeing. You know what I mean? All right, let me get her warmed up so she could be, you know what I'm saying, go take her chances in the world, you know? And she bought it hook, line, and sinker, got her ass back to the castle, and took it all out to all frustration out on her little knight, you know what I'm saying, that she chose, you know what I'm saying, that she thought was a, you know what I'm saying, he good with his hands, he know how to kill a motherfucker and shit, he can kill an animal, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that was the next question.
Right.
She got what she came for, you know what I'm saying? But the word was out.
Yeah, streets was talking, boy.
The fucking word was out.
Coupling. Yeah.
But the thing is, he must have wanted the word to get out and get back. You know what I'm saying? Because he the one took her hat off her head. You know what I'm saying? And let her hair fall down, you know?
Exposed her.
He exposed her. So it's almost like he wanted the word to get back to his brother. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to cause this whatever rift, you know? And so, you know, the hand goes back. Maybe he knew the hand had his people out there watching. You know? Maybe he was trying to set the hand up. Because the hand went back with the news and immediately got his ass fired. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? He done went too far. The king done seen too much. Now he like, wait a minute. Okay, so this nigga got me linked with his daughter and shit. This nigga here done made this move, made that move. Oh, this nigga here killed my goddamn daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like 5 days later, my dad became the hand. Then, you know what I'm saying? Wait a minute. Oh, this nigga here been plotting. So, by him trying to be, you know, snitch out on the princess, got his whole self fired. Luckily, his head ain't rolled, but, you know, to be determined. So, princess got her thing knocked out. The funny shit was, you know, she ran her little, no, nothing happened. You know what I'm saying? And they
She ran her program
like nothing happened. Yeah, and no, she wasn't lying because nothing happened with her uncle.
Right.
But something had happened. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You down at the whole house, something, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And they sent her that Plan B T.
Yeah. It's like, man.
Whatever you talk about, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, drink
all
that tea.
She's going to bust it down. That shit there. It's going to get to it.
Oh, shit.
I forgot all about the Plan B T. That definitely hit her with the motherfucking elixir. Hot off the presses, and your pops had us cook this one up special for you. You know what I mean?
I hear you, little mama. I hear what you're saying, but I don't believe you.
Might want to drink this while it's hot. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because in the end, you know what I'm saying, you can't, get traded off to a, powerful family when you're already in tow.
It ain't like he
put on no Trojan or nothing. Even though he was a knight in armor, he didn't come protected with no armor.
He probably definitely ain't had that shit. He put pat in his pockets like, shit. Damn, I left the sheaf at the crib.
That nigga shot up the club.
Yeah, he probably did. Probably definitely went all out.
There ain't nothing else to do in them days.
I guess so. I guess so, especially if you fucking up, literally and figuratively, not even figuratively, literally, you are fucking up. So, look, this is a come up, nigga. You could come from the door to, you could be a partner. You know what I'm saying? So, shit.
Right. So, you know, which it seems like that's going to be the setup. You know what I'm saying? She'll get traded on off to the black, to the little black prince. But then, you know, she'll have her little knight in shining armor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As it gets, what they say, what old girl said when she was like, whatever it was like, it's late in the evening, it's late night. She said something in the Thrones language that made it sound, the night is very late, whatever the fuck she said, but y'all know what I'm talking about.
I missed that part, but.
Was when the king had summons to the, he wanted to get some, and she was like, it's late.
She was late in the evening, it's late in the something, like, what we doing?
It's too late.
Said the king. He had to run it back. The king said. The king. You know what I mean?
Has requested your presence.
You know what I mean? You know what it is. When the king called,
nigga, this late. Mm-hmm. He don't even do this.
Something got him hot.
And the king trying to bust out them heirs, man. That nigga half dead. He trying to get his lineage together. This nigga is on his goddamn Nick Cannon.
I knew you was gonna say that shit. Oh man.
On his Nick Cannon, goddamn. Let's get to populate this earth, goddamn it. Shit. Long
work
live
on that
the
legacy
Targaryen.
Play. Work on that legacy play, nigga. I need a legion of niggas saying, nah, he was that nigga. I need me a motherfucking choir. Mm-hmm. I gotta give birth to a choir, man. I forgot. Yeah, he definitely did call her. Come on down. Come on down. Your shit. Yeah, man. That was a funny. And then, you know, now you got me thinking of the racism subplot. So now the black dude gonna be getting cuckolded by his lady. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. A couple things that I thought stuck out. In the beginning, little man that came trying to get at the princess, and he kept getting heckled off to the side. And little man was not, he wasn't like, he was like, listen, I'm here. Look, babe, you ain't never gonna have to be afraid with me. I'm a warrior. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the homie who's way older than him, some old head nigga hating on him from the sideline, literally.
Right, clowning him.
And my man, you could tell he just like summoning up enough, just courage and energy just to speak out loud. Like, he ain't one of these people that like to really, you know what I'm saying, do it. He ain't no orator. You know what I'm saying? So my man kept talking that bullshit. He said, man, I had enough of this shit. The princess stepped off.
That nigga drew down. On his ass. That nigga whipped that sword up.
What's up then, nigga? The fuck, nigga? What's the fuck? Yourself, all that shit nigga? You talking? Fuck out of here, nigga. Shit, then. It is what it is. And you just heard a motherfucking shit get cut down to the white meat and beyond. Hey. And double back. She said, oh, shit, shorty. Shorty out here wilding. It's Lil Nigga getting to it. Lil Murder, the original of the fire era.
Lil Murder put him on his back.
Yeah, you can tell that might have been his first kill because he was about to Earl, but he wasn't going loose. And nah. I think Shorty kind of, you know, put a little mental note like, okay, I see this little nigga. He might be a recurring character. He might pop up again. He might at least get invited to one of the banquets. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he gonna get a little something. So I thought that was cool.
Hey, that's some funny shit. She on the way out the door like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely gave the look, and I know he might have peeped the look. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm ready to kill for Mons. You know what I'm saying? So there was that. So that motherfucker got respect. If he ain't get a lady, he ain't get a wife, but he got respect. Motherfuckers know not respect. To fuck with him.
Don't fuck with little man.
Exactly, little Harry Potter face. They ain't fucking with
his
him.
Name, you know, when they were writing in them old ass books. That nigga wrote his name and got his name wrote in the books. Nigga.
Nigga went down in history. Hell yeah. The old drawdown. So he got him. He got his ass up out of there. So that was what's up. I was with that. I like that little part. I knew it was going to happen too because I just seen. I was like, oh, they setting it up. They telegraphing this shit. Lil Man is not for play. And he showed this motherfucker, man. Talk a lot of shit. Now look at you. That's what
look at you now, nigga.
Bleeding out, motherfucker.
Oh, man. Where that shit come from? Look at you now.
What movie
was that?
I don't even know, man. That is a common refrain. You know what I'm saying? Look at you now, nigga. Now what? I thought so. All of that. That's gonna make the scrolls. So that was one part. She kind of, you know, you could kind of see it. You know, you could see. You know, Rhaenyra ain't really trying to settle down. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's what it really come down to. She ain't know how to really truly, like, Damon, if anything, he's a disruptor. Anything, he gonna move the story along. Him and his weird looking dragon, all of that shit. Even when he swooped down, caused her to bump her head. Like, this nigga is a living disturbance. So, he back on the scene. And you know, Rhaenyra ain't really understand. She just know she don't want to be saddled. She kind of lightweight, not even lightweight, or inadvertently shitted on her homegirl. Like, dog, I'm not trying to be somebody that's just trapped in a castle making babies. That's your homie. Mm-hmm. Your homie. She ain't even got no friends no more. She said they don't even talk to her no more. She ain't no niggas don't be, you know, hanging out with her. You know what I'm saying? She's looked at as the queen. Nobody remember her name. So she felt the way. But Rhaenyra is like, I just don't want all of that. I don't want to be caught up in that. She ain't know she wanted the streets till Damon. You know what I mean? And then she looked at, you know, say what you want about that. He reckless. He bugged out. But he a wild motherfucker. He's some excitement to him. Pops is a goofy drunk. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga over there goofy. Talking about, you know, mom's always like you the best. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you want to go see the tapestries? Everybody looking at this nigga like, yo, who is your man? That's how they looking at the king. Who is your man? That nigga is king. Who is this nigga? That is the worst king to be. So that nigga out here goofy.
That was his wife talking about, do you want to see the tapestries and shit?
Oh, was that? I thought he said that. And he was like, yeah, 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 all right, you go. Yeah, she was trying to get him up out of there. Right.
Hey, going on,
go check them tapestries out yourself. So Shorty was like, all right, I'll go check them out. But he all in his cups, as they like to say. This nigga is twisted. So Damon and her, they pair off. They start chopping it. He's like, nigga, what you here for? I know you here for something deeper. He say, yo, meet me at the back door. I know you ain't even know you had a side door in your little your lair, but hit the side door. I'll be right there on the steps. Right. Took her in the streets. Took her to the community.
Disgrace.
Yeah.
That's what he get all his energy and sorrow at the same damn time. This nigga be a sad wreck in the whole house.
Exactly. He's like the precursor a little bit to what's my man Peter Dinklage's character?
Tyrion.
Yeah, Tyrion. He got a little bit of that in his vibe. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just in the world. You know what I'm saying? Trying to
maybe be that's the forsaken the royal son.
Right.
That's how it go. That's what
that's
you
the archetype.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah. Just saying, retreat. One go to the throne, and just be roaming. So he take her to a little, you know what I mean, little gossipy ass play. They out there shitting on her. You know what I'm saying? So now she learning what the people feel. Learn how to, you know what I mean, take the heat. So then he like, don't even worry about it. You know what I'm saying? We about to go out here to these motherfucking, to this brothel though. I'm about to take you to a strip club, basically. With these, you know what I'm saying? Take you to the spot.
So then that's the fuck club.
Yeah, that fuck club. He like, first of all, you got too much hat on your head. Let me take that off. Snitch. Now your whole Rapunzel is out. You know what I mean? Right. Now niggas know, oh shit, they go to the princess. they still fucking, but they're a little self-conscious. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is like, oh shit, nigga try to throw all these, you know what I mean, go harder than the stroke. He like, shit, I might be able to come up on this. Then Damon hit her with Uncle Touchy. You know what I'm saying? This nigga, you know what I mean? Oh, incest, the game the whole family could play. So he all fucking with her, rubbing on her and shit. And next thing you know. But this was the twist. This is what I caught when I watched the shit. She was with it. And I think that threw him. Because I think he was trying to fuck her head up and make her uncomfortable. She was like, come on now. You know what I mean? What's up?
He knew what he was doing. He live in the whole house. So he know the art of seduction. You know what I'm saying? Well, and he been grooming her. Remember he gave her the chain.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was a little uncomfortably, you know what I'm saying, Uncle, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Uncle mm-hmm. Creep from episode mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah.
Let me give you this chain. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he been kind of playing it through. Like when she flew out there with a little dragon to get the egg back, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He relented, let her feel, you know what I'm saying? Let her feel powerful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a dance.
So, I think he played it out trying to, he understood mm-hmm. that she needed to break free from the traditions that she had in her head locked in that she was uncomfortable with, but didn't know what lied on the other side of breaking tradition.
Right.
So he went ahead and showed her, here go the other side. Yeah. What you know about this? Don't that feel like something you can feel that right there, huh? Yeah, feel all that. You know what I'm saying? And then I'ma just leave that right there.
Yeah, hold that. Take that back to your room.
Do with it as you will.
Take that back to your quarters. And she done tore this nigga down, homie. You know what I mean? You know, that was she been wanting to smash him since the joust.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? And that's the thing about back then, man, you had to really be certain you was ready to fuck, because all of that unlacing and all of that disrobing it takes shit.
And nigga, I had the anxiety like, damn, this nigga supervisor might come by and see the nigga ain't that on post.
Exactly.
All that clickety clang to get that shit off, nigga.
All of that shit, nigga, you can't gather all that up in one sweep. You cannot do that shit. You definitely can't put it on fast. So once you naked, nigga, you are all the way naked. You assed out. So they went all in. It got to it. You know what I'm saying? He definitely, you know, skeeted it up. You know what I'm saying? And shit, they hit her with the T. Said, you know you've been fucking with the help. You know what I'm saying? So let me help you out.
Fucking with something.
Yeah.
You know you done did something.
You know what I mean? You're on the fucking medieval shade room immediately. So niggas don't want to hear about that. You take this. You know what I'm saying? The hand, old Otto, fucking nosy. I heard such and such told me, ass nigga. I can never fuck with Otto anyway, so I'm happy he got the throne. But I don't think it's the end of Otto. I think Otto going.
Nah, Otto is still somewhere. Whispering. He got his daughter on the throne, got his grandson in line. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like his grandson is the only son. So he positioning for that. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's why he wanted to get Rhaenyra's up out of there. Like, shit, you know, get her up out of there. That get my baby boy, you know what I'm saying, one step closer, you know? Yeah. He's got to figure out this brother, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So, and then you see him in the previews whispering to his daughter like, yo, you got to raise this boy to be a king. Get him ready.
Right. We bullshitting. That nigga got next. You got next. Don't forget that.
Right.
You know, it's your homegirl and all of that, but we're going to have to get her out the way. Trust and believe that's going to happen. So we'll see. We'll see. It was a good little setup situation. We will see what's going to happen next. Let's get to the Catskills. You sound like you was disappointed in Kanan.
No, I'm disappointed. I wasn't disappointed at all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. I fucks with the show. Well, you know, now it got a little powerish in this episode.
Little unbelievable.
You know, yeah, a little unbelievable. You know what I'm saying?
Just
a little something. You know what I mean? You know the time that it takes to do a lot of things in power. Mm-hmm. The power universe is a lot different than real life, and
digging that,
you know,
that hole for that body.
Digging, yeah. I mean, it's quite a few little time lapses that, you know what I'm saying, like, goddamn, really?
Right, that's quick.
I mean, the first, like, you know, Kanan discovering there's a body in the trunk to the point of digging a hole for the body. Mm-hmm. That shit, it wasn't enough reaction to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
first
yeah,
of all,
that's
first
he was
of
with
all.
It. He was
second
with
of all,
it.
Second of all, it ain't nowhere in the hell. I don't know how much time passed between the first season and the second season, but I don't care if it was next week. Ain't nowhere in the hell you up in that spot with the body in the wall. That's off rip. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know if nobody ever smelled a dead body, but a rug. I don't care if that shit was 2 days old. It's a situation. You know what I'm saying?
It's strong.
It's a whole situation. And I just pushed them patients in the hospital, Jackson Memorial Hospital, and you go to the ME, nigga, and them bodies got, you know what I'm saying, stuff on it to keep it down. And that shit is no joke. You know what
they
I'm
got
saying?
What on it to keep it down? What they got?
I mean, whatever. I don't know what they use, formaldehyde or whatever, to keep the decaying down. Because some of the like back in the 80s, that medical examiner at Jackson had bodies like John and Jane Doe's, where it was, you know, unsolved or just unidentified, stacked up in the back of the medical examiner's office, like from the floor to the ceiling, all the way across the wall. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep them, you know, it's cold in there, but you also got to add shit to keep that shit from decaying. Damn. But any old way.
It's funky.
So, first of all, you ain't living in no motherfuckers. You ain't up in no spot with no goddamn body in the wall. Not for 2 days. Unless you just, you know, sick in the head with it. You know what I'm saying?
They tried to hint to it last week. That's what I just realized. Right. I thought it was old money, but they tried to, I forgot all about my man is in the wall. Yeah,
right, but when they put him in the wall, I'm like, how that's gonna work? Like, nigga,
they make no
you
sense.
Know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't gonna work.
They should have took the drive back then. Yeah.
Right, like, that wasn't gonna work. So anyway, him getting him out, that was a good scene, him getting him out the wall, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's the type of shit you gonna be going through, struggling to get a nigga half decayed up out the wall. You know what I'm saying? But spraying Lysol on the motherfucker and putting them in the trunk ain't gonna help.
Ain't gonna do nothing.
I don't care.
He'd have smelt that on the way up.
I don't care how many pine trees you put on that motherfucker. That shit is not stopping nothing, man. Ain't stopping nothing. So so that was a little, you know, that was a little stretch. Then, you know, the goofy Italians that they had on them, you know what I'm saying? They was a little goofy to be some gangsters.
And a little moralistic, too. Like, it was a little heavy-handed with the one wasn't that progressive, the other one. You know what I mean? Like, he was just blinded by just hate.
Race hate.
Right.
You know, just so obsessed with a black man. You know what I'm saying? Getting busy with a Italian woman or a white woman.
Right.
It's like, you know, for that to be the moral of his, he going to break the whole G code just for that.
In the 90s. You know?
Right.
That's like 1940s. I mean, our niggas feel away. Our folks feel away, but that shit was eating them alive. Like, that was some Emmett Till era racism. Right.
So. You drive all the way out there with the body in the trunk. First of all, why is Rock riding with a body in the trunk?
You know what I'm saying? Like
you had him dig him out the wall. You got these brothers. You know what I'm saying? What is it to teach Kanan to get him part of the game? Give him that lesson of, this is it. This is real.
I think it has a little bit to this. She's on some blood in, blood out type shit. You know what I'm saying? And also on some get this nigga's hands dirty just in case he want to go back over there and talk to that cop. I'm going to have some shit on him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, she, like, Rock is, she his mom's, but, you know, nigga, if you in my empire, you can't stop the rain. You know what I'm saying? I might have to put you down. You know, they say I brought you in this way, I might have to take you out, nigga. I think she definitely is about control, and we can't have no fucking variables be, you know, just willy nilly. Nah. Put some of this blood on your hands.
So yeah, so she got Kanan with some blood on his hands. He accepted the duty, you know what I'm saying, right quick. This nigga could not stay away from the white girl. You know what I'm saying? And just like in what movie was that? Get Out, and you know what I'm saying? White girls will get you killed, nigga. What was that from recently?
I don't even know.
That's that episode of Atlanta. The season when, you know what I'm saying? That's how the season kicked off. White folks will get you killed. You
this
remember that?
Recent when season, was this at, past one?
Yeah, that, yeah, when he was
at
Lake Lanier.
Oh, when he was living with the... Right.
Then
right,
they ended
right,
up
right,
at Lake Lanier and he almost died in the episode, whatever.
Gotcha.
That part. Yeah. So, anyway, he couldn't stay away from the white girl. And, you know, she down there got him killed as per, you know, the script. But, you know, what was unbelievable to me, you know what I'm saying? When he had the shot, Kanan had stepped off. What was he waiting on? You know? He had a clear shot. He had the silencer on the motherfucker. Or but
he got a shot a couple times.
Yeah, what stopped him? You know what I'm saying? He ain't want to interrupt them when they went to sleep. So he couldn't shoot him in front of Kanan and then let it be?
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a little silly. It was a little, it was a little unbelievable. It was a little unbelievable. I give you that. It was definitely a little unbelievable.
So, typically,
they're typically more grounded than all of the other universes.
Right, the other powers, you know what I'm saying? So then Marvin, I don't know what Marvin out there stalking his old white girlfriend about, but we'll find out. So you know he all the way out there and about to get caught
loose
up
too. He ain't even in the cut.
You know what I'm saying? Now the police on his ass. He at the house looking at them, getting all cozy, and police pull in. You know what I'm saying? To be continued. Was this the episode where he talked with the therapist? He went out to eat with the therapist?
Yeah, when they went out to go eat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was cool that he opened up a little bit and gave us a little bit of what she was looking for. You know what I'm saying? Going through it with Juke. Juke out here, you know what I'm saying? Singing in the choir. Well, singing for the choir. She might have found her place after Uncle Dunn robbed her of a intellectual property.
Yeah, right. Ain't that some shit? Then got robbed, went to the church. Ain't that something, man? I like this for Juke, though, man. You know, Juke, one of my favorite characters, man. I like her little arc. It's interesting, but I just like her as an actor, and I like, you know what I mean? She be killing it. I like you that. Know, go ahead.
Nah, especially knowing where her character goes in the Power Universe. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. We forgetting. Y'all be forgetting. Like, yeah, you know something got to happen, because she's still hopeful. Right. You know, she got her ways, but, like, Maybe something big's gonna happen to her mom.
That police lady obviously became some type of influence on her. Not a great influence, because she didn't become a great police officer. She became a bad apple, but you know, she went that route for whatever reason. Guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I'm forgetting about that.
But that was my take on it. You know what I mean? What was yours?
It was, like I said, I like the jukebox storyline. It was a very Sister Act 2 moment to Lauryn Hill. You know what I mean? When she just busts out and just take it all the way over, take it to the bridge on them. Like, oh, shit. She bodied that shit. That was good. She sang a real sexy-ass version of the hymnal. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of loom. You know, she coming from the secular side of it, so there was a little bit more energy to the record.
Right. I was trying to figure out where she learned it at. She's so hard, like.
You know what I mean? So a little
bit.
No church you in the church?
Going on over there in the Stark family.
Not at all. Not there. Not at all. So I don't know where. And she learned it. She learned that whole shit. So there was that. It was funny to see old Howard break up with his prostitute. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of sad.
Bitch, you ain't supposed to be talking.
Right. What's going on? Ain't there some type of client confidentiality shit that goes on with y'all? That shit was funny.
Little $10 shit you be doing.
Yeah, man. I felt bad. She said, you know, they threatened my son. So she was like, I had to let him know. What else happened? I did kind of like, you know, I think now that the therapist ain't gonna just be nothing. It seems like, or maybe they just slow walking it. The therapist is not just gonna be a conquest for for Marvin. Like, who I found out is he's a comedian. This kid, London, I forget his last name, but I came across a couple clips of him and shit. He's out in L.A. doing comedy and shit. So it's interesting to see that side of him, because this is my real first introduction to him. So I'm seeing him as a character. You know what I mean? Been killing it as a character. So it was just kind of wild. I was like, oh, shit, this nigga Marvin is a comic. But and I'll find out his whole name. But I like that. It's looking as though the therapist ain't just gonna be a conquest. Ain't gonna be like just the odd off scene where he's smashing her, you know what I'm saying, outside the group. I don't like the fact that she's becoming more of a resource and helping him kind of process this whole shit with Jukebox. Cause I do hope that they could get this shit back together. And we haven't even seen his reaction. I don't even know if he knows that Jukebox is in touch with his mom's. With her moms. So we're gonna see what happens with that. The little dust up between homegirl Zisa, who was singing her song, and Jukebox, that had a little bit of like jealousy, competition, sexual tension all wrapped up in it. The girl Zisa, you know what I mean? Like, it felt like it could be a thing. Cause there's been a couple times where they've had eyes at each other, you know, and Zisa don't seem like she's a sucker, you know what I mean? So there's that could be kind of interesting. Lulu done put his hands on Crown a couple times now.
A few times.
Yeah, Crown done went and got a gun and scared to use it. That was a funny moment. He was like, nigga, who said I won't use it? And he pulled up on him, nigga, I did. Then turned his back, gave him to Will Smith. Turned his back unbothered, unshot, mm-hmm. walked off. That fucked him up. Lulu played it cool when Famous told him about his lady and Crown smashing. Because to my, unless I missed it, pardon me, I don't think Lulu knew that. And I think he kind of played it real cool, processed it, didn't let on that he got hip to some shit. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Crown is real disrespectful anyway, pulling the Kiss FM cat out the studio, talking about, man, it was so hard for me not to laugh in this nigga's face. You know, money man ass nigga. Like, he's wildin'. But I like him as a character. He play that slimy shit funny, man. He's funny, old Quincy. you know, the situation, you know, like the Rocky and Kanan, you know, it was all right. There was some moments where it was mother son, you know. It was kind of cool to just see just on some shit, like you forget they got paper, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they could just pull off and go to the Catskills on the whim. You know what I'm saying? Get what you want, pull up, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have a good time just to get about the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Let's just do that. You know what I mean? Like, I thought that was cool. him and the white girl, Hannah, it was a little forced. You know what I'm saying? I like the fact that they was just blowing trees. It ain't turning to some old, they smashing all of a sudden. They just smoking trees and, you know what I mean? She talking about, you know, have you ever been to Humboldt County? You know what I mean? Little, you know, cannabis aspiration. That shit was all right. I don't think that is going to turn into anything. I don't think there's going to be any link back to her at all. You know what I mean? Like, you know, his connect or some shit like that or whatever. Fuck, mm-hmm. I doubt that. I think that was just for the moment. I'm trying to think, was there anything else, man? Howard and his lady. Now the detective knows that Howard has a son. She's going to kind of put it together that it's Kanan. So that's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. You've seen the shorty from the party's moms pulled up, gave him a little revolver. So that's going to be very interesting. Is this next episode the finale or no? No, it shouldn't be. This is episode 6. We got a few.
Yeah.
We got quite a few left.
Yeah, it's a few left.
So, I seen on the preview, I guess the Worrell situation is going to come to light. And homie, you know, Unique kind of got exposed for fucking with the Italians. We're going to see what's going to happen there. I don't know if that body's going to turn up somehow.
Obviously. The Italians should have seen her do the body. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you would think if they were paying attention. I mean, they were out there digging a hole.
They were sitting there watching them, like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Pull off into the woods. Like, you might double back and see what the fuck happened. Follow the mm-hmm. tracks or something. You know what I mean? So, you know, hopefully, you know, they was on to something. But I don't know how fucking quick it is to dig a 6-foot hole. But
they dug the shit out of that.
They
yeah.
got through it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Mm-hmm. Rock ain't bust a sweat.
Not at all. Ponytail was still intact. You know what I mean? Shit was crazy. Oh, shit was still cool.
Another thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What happened to her gun?
That's what had me more so than anything. Rock being Rock. She should have had a pistol on her just off the strength. If you this ill at what you do and you got a dead body in the whip, just off the strength of the travel alone, you would have a pistol. Not
you going
just
to
that
the woods?
Fucking knife.
And yeah, you bought the knife on a humbug?
With your son. You know what I'm saying? Like, It don't really make sense. It didn't really. That was one of the things that didn't really make sense. Because she damn near seemed to have a pistol every other time.
Right.
Every other place.
Right.
So that was bugged out. That was that. That was one thing I kept. That's what really kind of made me a little tight about the whole situation. Not even the unbelievability of it, but just the fact that she ain't have her own shit on her. You know what I'm saying?
She ain't like, got her own shit. And they at the mercy of the Italian saving him from the other Italian?
Yeah, that was crazy. Whatever.
We'll be back next week.
We'll see what it is. You get that one off. I mean, you got goodwill. They got a lot of goodwill in the bank as far as keeping shit somewhat believable. So anyway. Yeah, I think that's it that I could think of. I think that's it. Any predictions for either show?
Well, I predict the Italian becomes more prominent in the script. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They go back. He like, what the fuck happened? Now they looking like the Bopsy twins, and now they got to send the real ones. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To come figure this shit out. I don't know. I don't really understand how that shit went from we stole your drugs twice to now we gonna kill you. You know.
Yeah.
So I don't really get the jump. You know what I'm saying? Seems it'll been a little more extortion involved. But that went straight to, all right, we finna kill they motherfucking ass. And if so, why they ain't just do the shit in Queens? So I predict they'll be back in a major way throughout the storyline as an adversary with Unique creeping around in the middle somehow, because he's the connection between them and the Italians. So maybe that's his play to get back on top. Marvin will most definitely smash the therapist, but I'm not sure how his ex-girlfriend plays into the fold. So, we'll see. He's stalking around now. He probably gonna be in jail this weekend, fucking around out there in Scarsdale. Maybe she'll save him. Maybe that'll be. He'll pull up. Police will pull up on him. He'll be like, "Oh my God, it's Marvin!" And her new boyfriend will be like, "Baby, what are you doing?" He's like, "Oh my God, I miss you. I love you. I knew we have just in this boring life with this boring guy. Take me away." And then he'll drive off with her in the Lexus.
"Take me back to the hood.
Take me back to the projects with you. Save me." And off they go in the golden chariot. Lou gonna find a way to get him a hit. That B he was making wasn't bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he wasn't bad. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For 80s, 90s, right? That shit was not bad.
Oh, the last one, the one, the Zisa record?
The one he was cooking up on the Akai. On the MP.
Oh, when he was hitting them pads? Yeah.
He was cooking
that. The vintage iceberg sweater. Caught the sweater, though?
That was hard.
Button shoulder. That shit was hard, nigga. That shit was a nice little fine. That was a hard little sweater. Famous came in. Them bars was terrible. I don't know what
Famous talking about.
Yeah.
Famous
yeah.
gonna need another life tragedy.
Yeah, something got to happen. Yeah.
So
what else? What you got?
That's about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess that's about it, man. I still want Jukebox to get a win musically, but that's probably what's going to.
Won at the church.
Yeah, I guess, but no shots to the church. You know what I'm saying? But it's like that's where a lot of great singers just kind of go to die. Like that's like the Rucker. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, if you was there, if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? If you know, you just church legends.
She's 16 church years legends. Old.
No, I'm not saying die literally, but I'm just saying their careers be stalled out.
Her ambitions.
Right. Yeah.
Just a kid.
That's what it is.
I thought they were setting her up to be the Mary J. Blige. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had old girl looking like Aaliyah. There was about a decade too early.
Right. That's funny. Yeah, I guess so. With the little, the banging over the eye and all that shit. Yeah.
She is a precursor to Aaliyah. But we'll see. You know, man, that's by they get it right. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back. Yeah. You think Crown?
I wonder if Crown gonna get killed. Or he gonna make it to the end of the season?
Crown ain't gonna make it past Lulu Hit.
Yeah.
So whenever
that
Lulu
might
get
be
hit,
Famous's record. Right. That might be Famous's record when Crown died.
Yep.
Streets Need a Body Part 2.
Right.
The
Streets
Crown has
body.
Changed hands. Yeah, exactly. Heavy is the head.
Right.
Oh, shit, man. Anyway, before we get out of here, you know, rest in peace, PNB Rock. That shit was sad. So, you know, victim of a robbery turned murder. And it was fucking unfortunate, man. It's a damn shame. LA on some wild shit as of late.
Go ahead. I mean, you know, LA stay on some wild shit. And, you know, the thing you got to know about LA is that there are rules to the streets out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if you a nigga of note or any of any value in, as a, you know what I'm saying, rapper or entertainer. You know what I mean? You got to understand the moves and how to move. And, you know, I'm sure he did understand it because he said he'd been tried out there before. Mm-hmm. And it's not to, you know, make light of anything, you know what I'm saying, or what happened. It's just like you just have to know L.A. ain't really, you know what I'm saying, no whole lot of fun and games when it comes to moving around as a nigga of note, you know. So... Yeah. You got to get yourself right, get your setup right, get your politic together. You know what I'm saying? Shit is crazy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Rest in peace to that man. Rest in peace to David A. Arnold, comedian that just passed away. You know, he had some success just recently. In the midst of the pandemic, he had two Netflix specials come out, Fat Ballerina and It Ain't for the Week. And, you know.
And he was working on a show with Will Packer.
Yeah.
That girl, Lele. That was his show.
Yeah, he produced, he's an EP on that. He wrote on it, yeah.
Yeah, man, I think it was his Rest idea. I think he okay. created it, okay. yeah.
Yeah. So, you know. Rest in peace to him. Condolences to his family, because that was one of the things that kind of turned his career around when he started putting the camera on himself and his family. And it was some real, you know, just some real family man, straight to camera shit, you know, every day getting his daughters ready for school and, you know what I mean, shit talking, you know, father shit talking and all of that, you know, that type of thing. And it kind of endeared him to a... an audience, and you know, gave him a nice platform to kick some shit off. So, you know, unfortunately passed away, and then the Queen, you know, she died. I ain't really no big fan of the monarchy. I don't really, you know, I'm not Anglophile. I don't really get too deep into all of that. But you know, 96, she's. Rap. I seen a whole lot of that. That stirred up a whole lot of jokes on Black Twitter. You know what I'm saying? But you know, kind of look, man. Colonialism. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know how to get out of here. I'm just saying. I'm just looking at
the best way to get out of it is just throw the deuces and go.
Take it easy. Oh, well, shit. Until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
And we out. Cheerio.
Oh, shit.
Conversation.